I'm April Cummings with your latest news.
The 20th Agriculture Show is fabulous. The weather, the people, the crafts, the food, the arts. We are having a blast, and we've only just gotten started.
That's Premier Andre Ebanks with Radio Cayman's Basilia Barnaby Cuff at the Cayman Brac Agriculture Show this weekend. Along with a strong turnout, the Premier highlighted some exciting news. On behalf of Agriculture Director Wilbur Welcome.
Director Welcome, the director of the Department of Agriculture, in his remarks, said something profound, powerful, and in his estimation, the BRAC with a bit more effort and resources can become self-sustaining from a food security standpoint. That is a milestone that they definitely need to hit.
The Premier spoke as part of Radio Cayman's live broadcast from the 20th Agriculture Show on the BRAC on Saturday. Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman is warning that marriages of convenience carry serious immigration consequences, but also says the reality on the ground is more nuanced than headlines might suggest. On Radio Cayman's For the Record, Deputy Director for Compliance and Enforcement Mervyn Manderson tells listeners his unit now handles more than 200 marriage-related investigations each year, ranging from suspected sham unions to genuine relationships that have broken down and may affect a person's right to live and work in the islands.
Based on our experience, the vast majority of our cases, I would say approximately 97-98%, are not true marriages of convenience per se. Instead, they involve relationships that were initially genuine, but have since maybe broken down, where a couple are no longer living together or maintaining different relationships.
Under the Immigration Transition Act, officials must show that the marriage was entered into mainly to gain an immigration benefit before it could be treated as a marriage of convenience.
While the term marriage of convenience, I think, is often used, the reality, again, is that most cases involve genuine relationships that did not last, rather than deliberate attempts to circumvent the law.
That said, he urges the public to keep reporting concerns, whether it's a suspected sham union or a couple no longer living together, because those details can affect whether a foreign national keeps residency. Complaints can be sent confidentially to Works Enforcement Team through the government's website or by email at workcomplaints@gov.ky. And by the way, you can watch the full interview on Fridays for the Record on Radio Cayman's YouTube channel. The National Trust for the Cayman Islands is preserving one of the country's oldest traditional homes, the nearly 200-year-old Louise Llewellyn House. In a post on social media, the Trust says with support from the Ministry of Culture and 1GT developers, the Wattle and Daub structure has been prepared for relocation to Crown land near the Bobby Thompson Way roundabout. The move ensures the historic cottage will be protected in perpetuity, with funding shared between developers and government agencies. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Sirens have sounded in northern Israel after the Israeli army said Iran had launched a fresh wave of missile attacks. It said its air defense systems were intercepting the threat and urged residents to take cover. The latest attacks follow Israeli strikes on Tehran. Iran has also launched more attacks towards neighbouring Arab states. The head of the International Energy Agency has said the Iran war has led to an oil crisis in the Middle East that's worse than the two oil shocks of the 1970s and the impact of the Russia-Ukraine war combined. Fatih Birol said that at least 40 energy assets across 9 countries had been severely or very severely damaged. British police have launched an investigation into a suspected anti-Semitic arson attack in northwest London after 4 ambulances belonging to the Jewish community were set alight. No injuries were reported. Hong Kong is giving its police significant additional powers to demand smartphone passcodes from residents. The changes also allow customs officers to seize material they consider provocative. US media reports say a collision between a passenger plane and a fire truck at New York's LaGuardia Airport has left the pilot and co-pilot dead. A number of other people are injured and flights have been halted from the airport until further notice. The World Meteorological Organization has warned that the Earth's climate is more out of balance than at any time in observed history. In its annual climate report, it confirmed that the last 11 years were the hottest on record. The Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Moreira Cruz says that the island's power grid has been fully restored a day after a nationwide blackout. It was the second complete power cut in less than a week, partly caused by a US imposed oil blockade. World News from the BBC.